there are many ways that you can be a soldier's angel. You can adopt a soldier, sending letters and care packages to the deployed. You can give to Project Valor IT, buying voice-controlled laptops and systems for the wounded. You can sew or crochet for Operation Top Knot, making items for infants and expectant mothers and military families. There are many ways to be a soldier's angel. Find your way at soldiersangels.org. Do you have a little angel in you? Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543, on the web at aaronpallet.com.
Hi, this is Barbara Espinosa, inviting you to join me on Hair on Fire by Barbara, Mondays at 8 p.m. on KFNX 1100 News Talk Radio, and on American Freedom by Barbara. Please join me for Hair on Fire. You'll be glad you did.
Choose Queensberry Laundry, 112 Queensberry Street, Boston, for all your laundry needs. Dry cleaning, bulky items, repairs, or residential cleaning, we get it done. Have a commercial business with linen, uniform, or something more? Call 978-376-8732, and we'll quote you a special rate with pickup and delivery available. And let Queensberry's holiday special give you more time. Drop your laundry off at Queensberry, and we'll wash it, dry it, fold it, and have it waiting for you for less than a dollar per pound. That's Queensberry Laundry, serving you for decades at 112 Queensberry Street, Boston. 978-376-8732. The Middlesex News calls Linguini's Pizza, quote, among the best I've ever had. And Santa said, after eating at Linguini's, I've taken Butch Rapucci off my naughty list. Add your review to theirs at Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West, Marlboro, open 7 days.
Remote starter installs are a specialty in sunroof sound and security of Lemonster. From window tinting to iPods, we've enhanced vehicles for over 18 years. Give the gift of a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter from Sunroof Sound and Security at 623 North Main Street Rear in Lemonster. 978-534-9911. 978-534-9911.
Merry Christmas!
And a little bit of Christmas bump music today. That's from Rosemary Reynolds' Christmas CD, Christmas Mercies. And we're going to be giving one of those away today on the Tech Guy on the Radio. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. We, as always, have a really great show for you. In studio, we have the right-wing gamer. Andy, great to have you in studio.
Peter, great to be here. Good to see you again.
Yep, Andy's a tough guy. He's known me for quite a lot of years, and he still puts up and hangs with me on occasion, which is a rather amazing thing.
I put up with a lot, yes.
And also in the studio, we have John Weston, who after 2 hours of some of the best radio on radio here at WCRN, 50,000 watts of conservatively speaking had been going out, and now you're here for the Tech Guy on the Radio.
Yes, I am. I'm here to support you as usual, Peter. Thank you very much for having me on. It's always a lot of fun, and I learn a lot when I'm on this show.
Well, it's great to have you back. And today, our guest is the real thing, Dan Real from Real World View. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. How are you doing, Peter?
Great, Dan. It's great to have you on the show.
Now, thanks,
Dan,
for inviting me on.
People find you at Real World View and at Big Government now.
Yeah, Big Government and occasionally Big Journalism and Big Hollywood, basically at the different Breitbart sites.
So you're the big man on campus at the moment.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm there.
Well, for those who are listening, if you'd like to call in, our number is 508-438-0965 if you want to talk to us later. Our email is thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com if you want to throw in some comments. And Dan, I want you to tell, there's a lot of people out there who are listening in the local area who aren't familiar with the big sites. And could you give them a little bit of a rundown of your blog and the big sites for those who are not familiar with you?
Well, my own blog, Real World, view of the political world, in essence. That's why it's called Real World View. You don't have to disagree with it. It's just how I see things or what I think is worth most looking at. The big sites really are Andrew Breitbart's sites, which are part of his effort is larger effort against the institutional left. I think that he also has Breitbart TV, which is purely video clips. Oftentimes you'll find them linked through Matt Drudge. And then the big sites are really the kind of it's almost a takeoff on the concept of big labor or, you know, big government. Really those things that they, where the left always likes to talk about their special interests as big this or big that. The sites are really aligned to go at specific aspects of either the political or culture war, whether that's big Hollywood taking on the left in Hollywood, big government, of course, focused on government, and big journalism focusing on media bias. Big Piece really is more about the war on terror and kind of pushback against the left in terms of national security and military issues.
Well,
sums it up.
Well, speaking of big government, there was a big surprise to a lot of people. I must confess, I was surprised to see the omnibus bill killed, or at least stopped for now. I understand that there may be some attempts to do something later, since they're going to pass a 3-day extension to fund the government so it doesn't close this weekend. But I was very, very pleasantly surprised to see the omnibus bill killed. How about you, Dan?
Well, I was surprised, particularly surprised and I'll say somewhat impressed by McConnell's speech against it. And I really think, at least I want to hope, that they are starting to get the message, because I'm not sure if there hadn't have been the Tea Party rebellion, and I think Glenn Reynolds pointed this out in a post, he even mentioned Christine O'Donnell, where enough people just refused to accept the status quo. Because someone like a Mike Castle is someone who would have voted for that. That the events that played out through the primaries and the general election, and also the kind of rising voices since November 4th, that people are to some degree still staying engaged. I think that they at least showed, speaking for the Republicans now and the leadership, that there's a chance they're going to get the message. Now, you know, how does that play out over 2011? From my perspective, the fight just begins in January when the new Congress comes in. But it was good to see. So in that sense, yes, I was pleasantly surprised that they stood up and stopped that. Yeah.
But as Glenn Reynolds constantly says, we have to not get cocky. Because big government is still there, and one of the things that big government has done that you wrote about recently was something called PGFID. Now, the PGFID settlement is something that we on the right have heard of. I know, Andy, you've heard of it.
Yep, I've heard of it on the various shows, yes.
Now, I don't know if John has heard of it. This is the PGFID settlement. John, are you familiar at all with the PGFID settlement? Have you heard anything about that?
Peter, I'm not going to tell a lie. No, I don't.
Now, this is a
you know me. I won't talk about something unless I've actually researched it.
Now, this is
my gut feeling. So,
now this is important. This is not to knock John, because this is a show about bloggers, and John's not a blogger. He's great on the issues, but he's not a blogger. And a lot of right-wing bloggers know about PGFID, but a lot of our listeners today may not. And Dan, you wrote something called "Why PGFID Matters for Big Government," and could you tell our listeners a little bit about what PGFID is and why it's important and what happened?
Right. Well, to understand it, and it's kind of a third rail issue because it involves race, and that's why I kind of, to the extent it is possible to extract race out of it so that we understand this is a textbook example of leftist progressive government in action and the potential for corruption there. Going back for decades, 40s, 50s, 60s, let's say, for the sake of argument, admit that there was some discrimination in the South against Southern black farmers or those who wanted to farm through the USDA. And this and that, in fact, goes back to kind of a 40 acres and a mule promise. And so the argument was, or what was postulated is, that some black farmers felt that they were discriminated against over either white farmers, and in some cases were allowed to go bankrupt or discouraged from farming, so that big agriculture, in a sense, could step in and buy those lands, or otherwise absorb lands that they would be farming. Now, let's just say that some of that existed. This issue percolated for years, and there never were that many, that many black farmers. Of course, one reason for that would be if there was some type of discrimination in terms of blacks wanting to start a farm. So I don't think anyone is saying there was no discrimination there. But what happened is it was looked at as an issue, and at some point a certain number of farmers, and it was in the hundreds, were identified that had potentially been discriminated against. And they were talking about paying them for perhaps out of a pool of money that could have been maybe $100 million. So to the extent you have people who were discriminated against and deserve some type of corrective action there, that's one issue. Now, fast forward, as this issue continues to percolate, and keep in mind that Mike Espy was one guy, a black fellow under Clinton, who actually headed up the USDA during a period where some of this alleged discrimination took place. Now, you fast forward from there to 2007, and the primary is shaping up or getting ready to for the Democrats. And Barack Obama is weak in terms of the Southern black vote. He's actually splitting it or losing it to Hillary Clinton. So what happened is individuals from the black congressional caucus got together with other representatives from the South, black, and they went to Obama and said, this would be a very good issue for you to get behind because it would help win over votes in the Democrat primary. So he signs on to it, and this initial payout was estimated to be $100 million. And then you get actors like, say, a Mike Espy. Now, here's a guy who at one point headed up the USDA, and now, as a lawyer, okay, outside of government, claims to represent over 15,000 people who are now claiming to have been discriminated against by the USDA that he actually headed later on. And so now his firm is one of many firms across the country that have now, you know, are representing all these people wanting their $50,000.
So Espy, who was an insider, is now getting inside the government's pockets a different way.
Well, in a sense, I mean, that was, if there's corruption in there, there is. Certainly he would be, because his clients, he's going to procure a certain amount of money for his clients and his law firm. And if it has 15,000 clients, it's going to make money on each one of those transactions. I mean, and that's one aspect, and he's involved with it, and I'm not, you know, directly accusing him of doing anything. I'm just saying that right there is sort of a red flag. But the point is that from the time Obama gets involved in this issue, we go from talking about hundreds of people a few hundred people and $100 million, and now we're talking about 70 or 90,000 people and $1.4 billion. So where did, and that's where kind of government gets corrupted, because you have, okay, this action is going to take place. And then what happened is not enough, you know, only a certain number of people had applied for the deadline. And so then there was, you know, pressure to extend the deadline. There is actually a letter which the Hill published from one member of the Black Congressional Congress who actually kind of went back to Obama after the election and said, okay, you know, we helped get you elected. Now it's time to pay up. And so now you've got these 90,000 or whatever it is claims sitting out there. that are applying for basically for $50,000, all saying that they, you know, they wanted to farm or they tried to farm. And then you have other voices, some of them black, who say, well, this whole thing has just turned into a fraud, and it's, and the trial lawyers and so forth are going to make more money off of it than any people who were discriminated against, because they're telling people, you know, and this is the claims of others, that, you know, if you had a potted plant, you could go and claim that you tried to farm and somehow thought you were discriminated against. And I've seen, and there's more information that we'll bring out on this over time, I've seen cases where in at least three claims where it's like these are actual affidavits filed on behalf of someone who feels they were discriminated against, and some of them are filed and they name people that discriminated against them who weren't even in the office that they're claiming they were discriminated against by, and a couple of them you can read them and see that it's just textbook. It's like, okay, well, this one tells the same story this one tells, but this is a totally different person in a totally different place. And some of the handwriting through them is inconsistent. You know, you could tell, even though it's printed from left hand versus right hand, so it's like, well, wait a minute. Did some functionary intervene on these applications and say, well, you know, this one doesn't really sound good, so let's make it a little stronger, let's put this narrative in. So you just don't know. And so suddenly people are lining up to get ultimately the equivalent of $1.4 or $6 billion. And already now you have, and along with that settlement, you have the Indians and Native Americans getting another $3 billion. And now you have Hispanics and women lining up and saying, well, we haven't had our turn at the trough yet. We want a suit too. So, and meanwhile, you have lawyers and functionaries and people who tend to be active in politics in the middle, you know, profiting from all this.
Well, it looks like government going amok. Well, before we take our break, we're going to very quickly throw out our blog trivia question. The prize is the Rosemary Reynolds Christmas CD that you heard in our bump and that you're going to hear in our bump again. Let me throw out our blog trivia question. What conservative blogger, hated by the left and media, helped launch Arianna Huffington's liberal website, The Huffington Post? If you know the answer to this, send your answer by email to thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com. And we're getting ready for our first break. And we'll be back with Dan Reel and Andy from the Right Wing Game Room and John Weston here on WCRN, 50,000 watts of power going throughout New England and beyond.
It's Magic and More at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster. Singles, boxes, weekly tourneys, supplies. If it's magic, Land's got you covered. Is Warhammer 40,000 your game? Land has all you need for the battle of a lifetime. Got a D&D game, a tabletop league, or any game? Post it at Land. And special orders? No problem. Any system from Munchkin to Talisman is just a call away. You've got game at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Route 12, Leominster. 978-466-9851. On the web at landgamestore.com.
Jane, you look sharp.
Of course. I just came from Sharp Design Salon in Fitchburg.
Sharp Designs? I love that place. Bernadette, Jackie, and Belle make my hair look awesome.
And it's not just hair. Makeup, facials, they do it all.
I know. When Monica makes me up, I'm ready for the holidays.
I love the Saturday hours. They're open till 5 p.m. Most salons close at 12.
And with evening hours on Friday, Sharp Designs is there when you need them.
If you want a sharp look, you want Sharp Designs in Fitchburg. 978-343-3324.
That's 978-343-3324.
At JS Protective Services, Inc., www.jsps.us, your security is our business. JS Protective is a family-owned business that will provide you with professionally trained and certified guards for all your security needs. Uniformed or plain clothes, armed or unarmed, one guard or 50. JS Protective Services, 978-537-6700, makes the security of your business their business. And if you have an emergency, we can provide same-day services for any contingency. Your business is your living. Keep it safe and secure with JS Protective Services, Inc., 435 Lancaster Street, Leominster, and on the web at www.jsps.us.
Remote starter installs are a specialty at Sunroof Sound and Security of Leominster. From window tinting to iPods, we've enhanced vehicles for over 18 years. Give the gift of a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter from Sunroof Sound and Security at 623 North Main Street Rear in Leominster. 978-534-9911. 978-534-9911.
When it comes to floors, you're covered with Littles Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. For 20 years, Littles has sold and installed the best selection of carpets and floors for your home or business. Keep yourself covered with Littles Floor Covering, 978-345-5425, on the web at littlesfloorcovering.com. Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry, known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallet's radio dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg. On the web at aaronpallet.com.
We are Brick and Mortar at Goldrick & Son Masonry, 155 Lunenburg Street in Fitchburg. For 30 years, we've done it all, from stone walkways to patios and more. No job is too big or too small. Commercial or residential, your stonework will be done by fully licensed and insured professionals. We offer senior citizen discounts, and all work is guaranteed. We aren't satisfied until you are. Call 978-597-2622 for a free estimate. That's Goldrick & Son Masonry, 978-597-2622. We are Brick and Mortar.
At Mike's Pizza and More, 153 Lunenburg Street, Fitchburg, your pizza is more than just a pizza. For 40 years, Mike has served the people of Fitchburg, taking pride in his fresh-made dough and sauce made straight from his kitchen to your table. And there's much more. Calzones, grinders, platters, and baskets, Mike has your meal covered. And we deliver all day at Mike's. Eat in or take out. When you're hungry, we're ready. Call Mike's Pizza and More, open 7 days a week, 978-353-0008. That's 978-353-0008. Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com.
Merry Christmas.
WCRN.
And we're back with the music of Rosemary Reynolds leading us in, and we already have a winner for her CD. But if you did not win, have no fear. You'll have a chance for our second contest at the end of this segment for something new, and you can always pick up Rosemary's CD at Sunroof Sound and Security on North Main Street in Leominster, or you can send me an email, and I can have her send you one directly. The price is $7. And we are back with 50,000 watts of AM power here at WCRN, heard in 12 states and Canada and beyond here at night. I want to introduce our guest. John Weston is in the studio.
Thank you.
Andy Watts, the Right Wing Gamer, is in the studio. And on the phone is Dan Reel from Reel's World View, Big Government, and all of the other big sites. The answer, of course, was Dan's boss, Andrew Breitbart, who you would not have thought would have been working on a site for Arianna Huffington, but he's a nice guy. Now, Andy, I want to have you touch on what Dan was talking about concerning Pigford. Does it surprise you to hear, you know, you have a government insider, suddenly an outsider, part of a settlement, a deal being made, apparently, you know, people asking, well, I've now done this for you, I expect to see something. In your years, is this something that has surprised you over the years to see it over and over again?
Well, if I were younger, I'd say they would have surprised me a lot, but as I've gotten a little older and just a bit more cynical here, sadly, it doesn't surprise me as much anymore here. I'm just, it doesn't lessen my disgust over it here, but it's just, I still believe that it can happen at this point here.
Now, Dan, right, as a related issue, to talk about people going inside and out trying to get a piece of the pie, You'll recall about 2 months ago, Trent Lott had mentioned that we have to get these new members compromised, or maybe not compromised wasn't the word.
We have to co-opt them.
Yeah, we have to co-opt them in order to make sure that they can still make their money on K Street, which is where Lott now works. And this is both a conservative and a liberal issue, after all, Trent Lott being a Republican. Has the culture, or with the Tea Party victories, do you think the culture of Pickford can change?
Well, I think it's going to take a long time. And it's a very dicey subject because you get issues of the First Amendment. But one of the more insightful things I heard, and it was actually on a radio program, and I can't even say who was speaking to it, but they were talking about this whole earmarking process. And people have to realize that, you know, you get these fellas, whether they're on K Street or wherever they are, these lobbyists, they go to these legislators, and they lobby for certain earmarks or provisions that are worth hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to their company. And then the legislator knows that they're going to be able to count on that company for $10,000 or $50,000 in campaign funding and support. So it really is a machine for them to keep themselves to raise money, to run, to hold on to office. So, you know, changing that is a complex issue because it gets into everything from campaign finance. And that really is, I think, you know, what drives it in large measure. They always say, well, you know, it's bringing back money to our district for employment. Well, that doesn't make sense for a lot of the states, especially the ones where they're paying out more to government than they're getting back. And either way, it still puts someone in the way in the free market that it obviously sucks a lot of that money out of it. And the more pointed argument is that what it allows a senator or a congressman to do is to build a campaign war chest because they know they're going to be able to count on these people and they'll go back and put their arm on them for a donation.
And that's so, I think a lot of what happens with the unions is that the unions will put in their pension funds, put in their money. And we were talking about that last hour on your show, John, that they'll put in that money in the hopes of getting the return from government. And, you know, we're hoping that government will act a little bit differently. And speaking of acting a little differently, Andy, you had a piece at your website, rightwinggamer.wordpress.com, which was an open letter to Congress. And I wanted to read a little piece of that and then have you explain something. And this is from Andy's open letter to Congress. This is on this very subject about the revolving door, so to speak. And I'm quoting you. I should actually have you read this. But regardless of party affiliation or lack thereof, I urge you all to consider what's best for the United States of America. Many of you have differing opinions, and many of you may not agree with me. My biggest urge to you is the following. In considering these times, this may be a bitter pill for most. The urge is this. Please give back to us, the citizens of the United States, the freedom to fail. Now, that I found very, very interesting and very poignant. As an old Doctor Who fan, in an old episode, The Robots of Death, the doctor mentions that the freedom to fail is one of the basic freedoms. Can you explain to the listeners and to the people who are now going to your blog to read that piece, what did you mean by the freedom of fail and why is it important?
Well, the freedom to fail is pretty much what it says here. You're just like the basic freedoms are there. You have the freedom to succeed, freedom to achieve whatever you want or just about. And you also have to have the freedom to fail, not be branded a traitor, be branded by anything that goes along there. As I said also, it sounds like a strange request here. You have to be allowed to fail. Because if you're not allowed to fail here, how can you really succeed? It doesn't give you It doesn't give you the motivation to succeed here if you're just going to be picked up every time by this invisible hand saying, here, sonny, come on up here. We'll help you out every time that you fall down here. If it doesn't give you that incentive to succeed.
The other thing it doesn't do, too, it doesn't. You don't learn anything. If somebody constantly, you know, nudges you in the right direction and keeps that carrot out there and keeps throwing you, you know, the sugar as you're along the way, you're never going to learn how to get out there and do it on your own. And that's a very interesting statement that you made. And boy, I couldn't agree with it more. That's something that really has to happen. And you know, and look back over the course of our country, how many people tried and failed, and you know, eventually we got to be a pretty great nation.
Now, Dan, is that really the essence of liberalism, in that the safety net is so tight that people won't even try to succeed? Because,
well, and what I find myself thinking about, and I know she's a fan of yours, as Sissy Willis always talks about the Gramscian march through the institutions, and if you really break this down, you have on the one hand leftists or progressives and institutions arguing about justice, social justice, and, you know, the war on poverty, the war on this, the war on that. And so you get this mindset, the culture develops this mindset as into, wait, nobody deserves to be poor. Nobody deserves to suffer. Nobody deserves to be without what anybody else has. So you have that happening in the culture. But then the counterpart to that is you have government, which once you start looking at big government as an industry in and of itself and a career path that people choose from before college in many cases, or they're born to it, you now have, if you look at that as an industry, it needs to justify its existence. The more important it is to people, the more people want it. You know, so government has a vested interest in developing need among the people for more government. So you have this institutional left marching through the institutions, kind of preparing people for this, and then you have progressives in Washington, in both parties, more than willing to play that game because it justifies their existence and makes them more powerful and influential. So if you look at those two things coming together, you can argue that in the last 60 years, since the 40s, we've kind of been on this trek where we've been softening the population, making them less desirous of standing on their own and taking risk and failing without knowing someone's going to pick them up. At the same time, you have a political ruling class today, more than willing to be the person who runs in and saves the day, because it makes them look good, it makes them feel good, but it ultimately gives them more power over people's freedoms. You can't have freedom without responsibility. And so as the cultural left takes the rationale or underpinnings of responsibility out of the system, out of the culture, the only entity capable of running in and filling that void is government. And that's precisely what we have going on in our culture, and it leads to exactly what Andy's talking about, that people lose the freedom to fail, but because of the way the system is designed, you also give up your ability to excel, because they're going to limit everybody's success to water it down and spread it among the most, you know, the broadest number of people. The ultimate of that, of course, is socialism or communism. And that's this trek we've been on for the last 60 years.
Now, it's funny. I wrote a piece for Examiner.com called The Tea Party's Unknown Members, and it's about my travels selling ads for this show, because I go door-to-door. In addition to all of the conservative groups that have had me call, I've gone door-to-door to businesses in my local area and the towns around, trying to sell advertising in order to, that's why the ads are all full. And one of the things that is often told to me is about how the safety net is too tight. I had a lady who's talking to me just 2 days ago about the show and such, and she was saying how she knows several people who are collecting unemployment who aren't even trying to find work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're basically using it as a paid vacation. Now, as a person who collected unemployment for a long time and was, you know, trying to find a job and had no luck, I certainly sympathize with, you know, everyone collecting, and I didn't have a problem. I'm probably one of the few conservatives who had no problem with the compromise that got passed. I figured I'd rather have the rates in place, and if we tweak it later, we tweak it later. But if it's too easy, And it's the same with raising children. If you make it too easy for kids and, or people, they're going to take it easy because that's human nature. And that's just that's just how
I mean,
it goes.
That's been the fight for years. I agree.
Now, speaking of the chance to succeed, we're going to give the listeners a chance to succeed one more time in winning something. This is our last contest of the year, and the prize is provided by Land Games of Leominster, Massachusetts. You've got Game at Land. Go there for all of your Magic and Warhammer 40,000 materials. And this is a trivia question of what? Who said this? This was said by a person sitting in the mainstream media. Well, on the mainstream media. Can you name the person who said this quote? Quote, "I am going to fight as hard as I can against President Obama on these earmarks." If you know which person, which politician, I'll give you that much of a hint, said that.
I do.
Well, you do. Well, you're not eligible. And Andy, you're not eligible either. The game that we're giving away is Monkey Lab, donated by Land Games. If you know the answer, email us at thetechguyontheradio@gmail.com. Again, do not email my personal address. You will not get win if you send it there. But we're coming up to our second break. We're going to help pay my mortgage for a little while. We are going to be back with Dan Reel, with the Right Wing Gamer, and John Weston, and me, Pete I, the Tech Guy, from thetechguy.wordpress.com, here at WCRN, 8:30 a.m., 50,000 watts of true talk out there as Christmas gets closer and closer. JS Protective Services, Inc., www.jsps.us. Your security is our business. JS Protective is a family-owned business that will provide you with professionally trained and certified guards for all your security needs. Uniformed or plain clothes, armed or unarmed, one guard or 50. JS Protective Services, 978-537-6700, makes the security of your business their business. If you have an emergency, we can provide same-day services for any contingency. Your business is your living. Keep it safe and secure with JS Protective Services, Inc., 435 Lancaster Street, Leominster, and on the web at www.jsps.us. The Middlesex News calls Linguini's Pizza, quote, "among the best I've ever had." And Santa said, "after eating at Linguini's, I've taken Butch Rappucci off my naughty list." Add your review to theirs at Linguini's Italian Eatery, 350 Boston Post Road West, Marlborough, open 7 days. 40 years ago, when abortion was uncommon, 1% of all births were to unwed mothers. Millions of taxpayer dollars in abortions later, 40% of all births are to unwed mothers. Well done, Planned Parenthood. Choose life. Paid for by Fitchburg and Leominster MCFL. When it comes to floors, you're covered with Littles Floor Covering, 359 Summer Street, Fitchburg. For 20 years, Littles has sold and installed the best selection of carpets and floors for your home or business. Keep yourself covered with Littles Floor Covering, 978-345-5425, on the web at littlesfloorcovering.com.
At the Dance Arts Center in Fitchburg, the Luoma family has taught area youth for over 40 years. From recitals to our competitive dance team, we've been there for kids 18 months to 18 years and adult. Give your children the gift of dance at the Dance Arts Center, 68 Airport Road, Fitchburg, 978-345-5445. On the web at dancedac.com.
Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com. Aaron Pallet has been a leader in the industry, known for dependable service for 43 years. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Need pallets in a pinch? Aaron Pallett's Radio Dispatch trucks are on the job, and your small business isn't small to us. A call to 800-248-7543 brings you the same great service that some of the largest food manufacturers in the world rely on. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallett, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg. On the web at aaronpallett.com.
Get into a warm, toasty car this winter with a new remote starter installed by Sunroof Sound and Security, 623 North Main Street, rear in Leominster. Your new remote starter will keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. For nearly two decades, we've added value to vehicles from window tinting and security systems to custom sound system and iPod mounts. Visit us at 623 North Main Street, rear in Leominster. Sunroof Sound and Security, 978-534-9911. That's 978-534-9911.
Christmas are coming. Time to call Romano's Market at 978-342-4927. For nearly 100 years, Mike's family has sold the finest meats, from steaks cut to order to Italian sausage made right at the shop. Don't settle for a frozen bird when you can call 978-342-4927 and get the exact ham, turkey, or specialty meat you need for the holidays or any day. Call Romano's Market, 138 Harvard Street, Fitchburg, 978-342-4927, and tell Mike the tech guy sent you. Choose Queensberry Laundry, 112 Queensberry Street, Boston, for all your laundry needs. Dry cleaning, bulky items, repairs, or residential cleaning, we get it done. Have a commercial business with linen, uniform, or something more? Call 978-376-8732, and we'll quote you a special rate with pickup and delivery available. And let Queensberry's holiday special give you more time. Drop your laundry off at Queensberry, and we'll wash it, dry it, fold it, and have it waiting for you for less than a dollar per pound. That's Queensberry Laundry, serving you for decades at 112 Queensberry Street, Boston. 978-376-8732.
Season's greetings!
Did I hear Season's greetings? Actually hear Season's greetings?
Let's try Merry Christmas.
Actually, I'm gonna grab something. Jay Leno had a joke about this. About how Al-Qaeda is preparing holiday Christmas attacks. And Leno joked on his show, let's quote him. Quote, Jay Leno, Al-Qaeda is planning Christmas attacks in the U.S. and Europe. The U.S. government sprang into action and told Al-Qaeda, quote, hey, you can't call them Christmas attacks. You have to call them holiday attacks.
Yes. Don't they know any better than that? That's terrible.
Now, we're actually going to be talking a little bit about that next week. As you heard, some of the other shows will not be on. We will be on next week on Christmas Day at 9 p.m. It will not be live, however. We're actually taping the show this week. Want to give the show a plug. It's going to be an extra special show with two out-of-studio guests and one in-studio guest. We're going to have Damian Thompson of Holy Smoke for the London Telegraph, writes about church issues off in England. The Kurt Jester, a former atheist, now a Catholic. And poet, polymath, and theological scholar James Marley, late of the Pontifical College in Rome. And they're all going to be on our special Christmas show, where we're going to discuss Christ in Christmas and the church and the media. Don't miss that next Saturday at our normal time of 9 p.m. And, of course, don't miss Sam Rosario, who's going to come right after us tonight. We do have a winner for the game, and we'll be sending that out. And for the first time, we had more people with wrong answers than right. Usually with our contest, we have quite a few people sending in the right answer, and we have to give the prize to the person who came first. This time, we had quite a few wrong answers, but the right answer is Harry Reid. Harry Reid actually said that about the president, and you can find that clip on hotair.com. What was even more amazing about that clip is that he was actually waving a copy of the U.S. Constitution, which must... Andy, I think that might be the first time that Harry Reid cited the Constitution for anything lately.
I'm just wondering, where is he trying to fit it there? I don't think he has a lot of room to fit in a lot of stuff in his suit there. Wow.
And then somebody said something about monkeys before the break. He always kind of reminded me of like one of those little squirrely monkeys. I mean, I hate this. You know, listen, nobody's perfect, and I'm certainly glad that we're on the radio, not on TV. But, you know, he is kind of a hop-around, funny little guy. It's amazing how he can jump around on one side of the tree and for that Obama guy, and now all of a sudden he's jumping on the other side of the tree. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Dan, were you amazed to see that Harry Reid had a pocket constitution?
No, you know what, Peter? I don't think you can talk about that in the radio because it certainly can't be the same constitution we talk about.
Well, speaking of things to talk about, we have a caller that we're going to put on the air with us now. Brian, you are here with the tech guy, the right-wing gamer, John Weston, and with Dan Reel. Brian, are you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Doing very well. And yourself, Brian?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm out doing some Christmas shopping. Perhaps I'll pick up a copy of the Constitution and send it out to Senator Reed for Christmas.
Well, you know, it's too bad you didn't make it through and go to Washington. You could have brought it to him personally.
Well, there's always a couple years out or 4 years out. One of these days we'll get down there and we'll give him well, hopefully he'll be gone.
We're going to hold you to that, Brian.
Now, John, why don't you introduce Brian to our listeners?
All right, this is the gentleman who was one of the five who was running for the Republican ticket to go up against McGovern. And unfortunately, he didn't make it through, but he is one great individual. I've come to know Brian very well, and boy, he's got a lot of good things that he stands for, and he wants to contribute. And you haven't heard the last of him, have you? Have we, I should say.
No, probably not. You know, it's interesting. I heard you guys chatting as I got back in the car after being at the Sports Authority picking up some stuff for the boys. And you were talking about individual freedoms and individual responsibility. I would add a third to that. It's like a three-tiered approach to these things. And it's individual accountability. And we've clearly gotten away from individual accountability in our society, too.
Well,
and
we
that
sure
erodes
have.
Individual freedoms, you know, collectively and as individuals. And it's something we really got to get back to. When people do things, we got to hold them accountable to it. When they do great things, they succeed. And when they make some mistakes, we hold them accountable. They learn from it, and they move on. But we got to have all three. I think all three prongs need to be in place.
And the other thing that you could do, actually, that would be of great value to Worcester, Brian, is you could teach them how to build an ice rink. We have the walls, but we don't have ice. And here's a guy in his backyard. That's what, second year in a row you've come up with a way magically without a lot of help from other government agencies. You did this on your own without help. I'm mystified.
I did it for about $150 worth of wood too.
Wow,
that's a big investment.
Wonder how many tens of thousands we have in the thing over there we can't skate on.
We're going to have to send you to the border, Brian. You can build the fence. Well, Dan, I want to bring you back in. Commenting on something Brian said about individual responsibility, do you think that sense of individual responsibility, or more importantly, the fact that the voters in primaries may hold them to that responsibility, made the difference in that vote on the omnibus spending bill?
Well, I think it did. I mean, and that's where, you know, we always talk about the society needing to be held accountable. Brian's right there. But the first thing that has to happen is that we, as voters or activists, have to hold the politicians accountable. And let's face it, we didn't do a good job of that through the Bush years. And I was a big Bush fan and still am because of what he did on the war on terror. But the reality is when he got elected, he came in 2000 with a pretty aggressive domestic agenda, in large part out of the progressive side of the Republican Party, regardless of his cowboy boots. And we as voters haven't held the Republicans to account over the years, and so, or the Democrats. So we really have to, I'm a firm believer, and Glenn Reynolds, since the pundit talks about this, we really have to do it from the ground up with people like Brian getting involved with politics, with us getting involved in politics, with more primaries, with more, say, Tea Party-like or thinking people getting involved in state and local organizations. And we're really going to have to build this thing up. We have to look at it as the left has kind of gotten America where it is today over a period of 50 years or more. And it's going to be a long process, and we all have to kind of stay engaged and look how we can make a difference locally as well as nationally.
Well, speaking of staying engaged, John.
Yes, listen, Brian, if Ashley, we got to put you on hold so we can take another phone call, but hang on, Brian, all right? Sissy, you're on the line?
Sissy, are you there?
I am, yes.
And this is not just Sissy, but this is Sissy Willis, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the real Sissy Willis.
The real Sissy Willis.
It is, yes.
So now you are a co-blogger on Dan's site. So you a part of his site, and now you're part of his show too today. Jeez.
Yes.
Oh my dear.
We never speak.
For permission
to call. I just kind of a fun question. I wonder, Dan, what you think about, I'm talking about Sarah Palin's Alaska and the, I don't know, if, I do know you watch because I've read some of the things that you have been watching. And the last show, she had something or someone called Kate Gosselin, who has 8 children, including sextuplets and twins, and it's weird, and I never even knew what it was. But she couldn't take it anymore, but her kids loved it, and so she criticized her children and said, "You're Palin." So I wondered what you thought about that whole thing. I thought that was really telling and wonderful about how Sarah is authentic and the rest of this stuff is phony. So I wanted to have your take on that.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I think in some ways what she was observing is that I think as we're born and as we're young, aren't we a lot more like Sarah Palin than perhaps a Kate Gosselin, and it's only through education and the institutions that have kind of been corrupted, at least from our perspective, that
yeah,
we learn.
Yeah, that Gramscian thing, I guess.
You know. Yeah, again. So, I mean, so it doesn't surprise me. I mean, look, as kids, they grow up, they want to run, they want to compete, they want to challenge, and what do we do now? Instead of teaching them to compete, we teach them to be fair. You know, oh, we don't want to win, or we don't, you know, there should be no winners, and everybody gets a trophy.
Well,
so, you know, in some ways, we inculcate that in our children. So I think it's interesting contrasting an adult, possibly more liberal, who's kind of been programmed through the whole system with that kid. And, but what are her kids going to be like when they're 23, given our colleges and educational system today? I'm not optimistic.
Exactly. All right. Well, speaking of winners, we're going to have to very quickly go to our picks of the week, which we're as we're running out of time.
Hi.
My pick of the week blogs that you need to read today is from Pajamas Media Instapundit, and it's about communism. He has a very long post. His posts aren't titled, but go to instapundit.com and search for communism, and I'm going to read a quote from his post. I'll repeat, the difference between communists and Nazis is mostly PR, and the PR is better because more journalists and academics were communists than Nazis. That is my pick of the week, the must-read post. Andy, you had one yourself as well.
Yes, I did. This one is from truthandpolitics.org here. It doesn't look like it's very exciting here, but it's very interesting in some cases. It lists the top U.S. marginal income tax rates from 1913 to 2003, which pretty much carries on to today. And if you're looking at this, you find out just a brief blip of the history there of, like, say, from 1916 here, when Woodrow Wilson was about to get into office here, you had a top marginal tax rate at 15% for $2 million here. Now you see World War One coming up, and it jumps up over fourfold to 67%.
And got even up to as much as 90%. John, you had a very quick one, because we want to get to Dan's, too.
McCain, who I've come to admire with his blogs, he has a thing out there called... Actually, you got to go read this because it's too long to spend too much time on it. But it's the lawyer for an accused Columbia University professor.
Big Palin hater, too.
Yes. Compares incest to homosexuality. And he calls fooling around with his daughter, I'm being polite, that she is not an accomplice, nor is she a victim. It was consensual.
All right. And Dan, your pick for the week.
Well, I would just point out one that I just linked at my blog, This Ain't Hell, which is sort of a military blog, I believe. But, and I would say scroll down and read through the comments because they're talking about Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal. And not so much, I mean, I don't want to put forth an opinion on that issue, but in terms of the ramifications and consequences, you want to scroll down and read through the first few comments, at least to number 2 and 3, from military people who are talking about what the perception of this, what's now going to happen in the military because of the passage of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
All right. Well, we're near the end. John, you had something you want to say?
Yes,
quick?
Brian had to go. He couldn't hang on with us, but he wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and we would like to wish Brian a Merry Christmas. He's a great guy, and I'm sure he's going to continue to call in on all of our shows, and he's a great call every time he calls. We thank you, Brian.
And Andy, I want to thank you for being down today.
Thank you for having me, Peter, and to everyone out there, Merry Christmas.
Dan, thank you very much for being on the show. I hope to have you back once we're back up to 2 hours, and I'll see you at CPAC.
Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you, Peter. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And to remind everybody that next week we will be having a new and original show. Our Christmas show will be on Christmas Day at 9 p.m. It will not be live, but we will have an original show. I want to remind you that Sam Rosario is on his way next. And stay tuned to WCRN, 830 a.m., 50,000 watts of true talk. This week and every week, especially for our Saturday night talk lineup, the best in the country.
It's magic and more at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster. Tourneys, singles, D&D, Warhammer miniatures, Land's got you covered. You've got game at Land Games, 444 Central Street, Leominster, 978-466-9851. On the web at landgamestore.com. Get your family away from the set and onto the alleys at Putnam Street Lanes, Fitchburg. For 120 years, from college students to retirees, Putnam Street Lanes has kept people on a roll. Seniors, men's, women, or mixed, Putnam's has a candlepin league for you 7 days a week. And our youth leagues aged 5 to 18 and free lessons for children are the fun way to get your kids moving again. You can't get more New England than candlepin bowling, and there's no bowling like Putnam Street Lanes, 14 Putnam Street, Fitchburg, 978-343-9664. On the web at Putnam Street Lanes.com.
We are Brick and Mortar at Goldrick and Son Masonry, 155 Lunenburg Street in Fitchburg. For 30 years, we've done it all, from stone walkways to patios and more. No job is too big or too small. Commercial or residential, your stonework will be done by fully licensed and insured professionals. We offer senior citizen discounts, and all work is guaranteed. We aren't satisfied until you are. Call 978-597-2622 for a free estimate. That's Goldrick & Son Masonry, 978-597-2622. We are Brick & Mortar.
Aaron Pallet has provided dependable service for 43 years to businesses large and small. For pallets recycled, rebuilt, remanufactured, or new, 800-248-7543 is the number to call. Your business is our business at Aaron Pallet, 88 Benson Street, Fitchburg, 800-248-7543. On the web at aaronpallet.com.
Hey, Robert Gates, he's reminding troops that don't ask, don't tell will remain military policy for at least a while longer, despite...